Thank you. I'm very happy to introduce Unreal's new efforts on developing a solar radiative transfer model that can be used to promote solar resource assessment and forecasting. This work is cooperated with Manjit Sengupta. Acknowledgements also goes to University of Wisconsin, NOAA GMD, and ARM for providing the validation data. For those of you not familiar with radiative transfer model, this model concerns the light scattering and absorption by air molecules, aerosols, and clouds, and numerically solve the radiation in the atmosphere. So in other words, if you know the aerosol and the cloud properties and the concentration of trace gases in the atmosphere, a radiative transfer model can tell you the radiation in any direction and any level of the atmosphere. Apparently, radiative transfer models have broad applications to many fields of science and industry. A very popular application to satellite remote sensing is to simulate the upward readings using a spectral radiative transfer model and retrieve the aerosol, cloud, and other atmospheric properties from the satellite data. The retrievals can be further used as an input to broadband radiative transfer models to provide the solar resource at specific locations, which is demanded by the effective use of solar energy. And the radiative transfer models also So the radiative transfer models also play an important role in the development of general circulation models and the numerical weather prediction models, because solar radiation is very important in the understanding of the radiative budget of the Earth, and it intensively impacts the temperature and the pressure change in the atmosphere. So the short-term forecast of solar radiation can be provided by radiative transfer models if the cloud motions are predicted by NWP models or other technique from satellite or surface observations. The radiative transfer problem for clear sky is normally straightforward because you only need to consider the absorption by the trace gases. The solar radiation can be simply given by an exponential function if you know the concentration and the absorption coefficient of the trace gases. And if you want to consider the impact of aerosol and Rayleigh scattering, they are basically single scattering problems because the aerosols are optically very thin. And the high spectral resolution radiative transfer models like line-by-line can provide very accurate solutions for clear sky solar radiation. And a number of fast clear sky radiative transfer models has been developed using a parameterization from surface observations or model simulations. They are more efficient, but even they have some limits in computing the spectral radiation or radiation in different levels of the atmosphere. But the radiative transfer problem becomes much more complicated when clouds are there, because you have to consider the light scattering by cloud particles. And in addition to single scattering problems, you have to consider the multiple scattering between cloud particles. And you also have to consider the multiple scattering between cloud and the land surface, as well as the absorption by the atmosphere, which makes the issue more complicated. The fundamental problem in the study of radiative transfer is the solution of the radiative transfer equation for cloud, which concerns the absorption, single scattering, and multiple scattering within cloud. I would say more than 50% of the efforts in the study of radiative transfer is to solve this equation accurately and efficiently. But apparently, this equation doesn't have an analytical solution. So a very useful approximation is to replace the integration of energy using Gauss formula. If you really want to simplify the equation and only use two Gaussian primes, you are basically solving the upward and downward gradation from two simultaneous equations. This is called two-stream approximation. And if you want more accuracy, you can use two-stream in the upward direction and two-stream in the downward direction. Then you have four-stream and four Gaussian primes in the whole hemisphere. So it's more accurate than two-stream approximation, but it's also more time-consuming because you are solving four simultaneous equations. Well, the two-stream approximation has been applied to solar resource assessment and forecasting. A number of challenges still exist in the computation over the solar region. For example, reducing the computational burden from the increasing spatial and temporal resolution of satellite data and NWP experiments requires radiative transfer models with better efficiency than two-stream approximation. And the accuracy of two-stream approximation is not 100% satisfied because you can always increase the accuracy by using four-stream or eight-stream approximations. Now our question is, can we develop a more efficient radiative transfer model that provides users a new option of simulating solar radiation with minimum loss of accuracy? The rapid development of satellite remote sensing has boosted many fast-forward radiative transfer models to simulate the upward radiance in cloudy sky with better accuracy and efficiency than two-stream. And most of these fast-forward models isolate the clouds from the whole atmosphere, and they carry a pre-computed lookup table of cloud transmittance and reflectance for radiance. Then upward radiance can be fast given by checking the values from this lookup table and combine it with the clear sky computations. But those fast forward models are not favorable candidates for solar applications because they're designed for satellite channels which are sensitive or insensitive to aerosol cloud or specific trace gases. Well, the solar applications desire broadband radiation, and the fast-forward model requires more computational time to compute the angular-dependent radiance and convert them to get downward radiance. The downward radiation is more dependent on the accurate computation of light scattering and absorption by the atmosphere. But this fast-forward radiative transfer model can be used as a guideline in the development of radiative transfer model for solar applications. In the new model, we classify the clouds based on their thermodynamic phase. For water clouds and ice clouds, we directly compute the lookup table of cloud transmittance and the reflectance of irradiance instead of the radiance in the previous models. Since checking the values from four-dimensional lookup table also use a lot of computer resource, we parameterized our lookup table to reduce the computer time. For example, you are looking at the cloud transmittance for diffuse radiation as a function of cloud optical thickness. And the colors represent the different solar sense angles. The small dots are actually the value directly from the lookup table of cloud transmittance, and the solid lines are the parameterization using exponential function of cloud optical thickness and solar sense angles. Then you can realize that you may lose a little bit accuracy with the parameterization, but may dramatically reduce the computer time. And there is pretty much the same story in the cloud reflectance for diffuse radiation. Apparently, it can be also parameterized using simple equations of cloud optical thickness with a pretty good accuracy. Then we can combine the cloud transmittance and reflectance with a clear sky model to account for the clear sky transmittance and reflectance. We selected the REST2 model developed by Chris Gimard because its accuracy has been verified by many studies using different data sources from satellite and land surface. then the cloudy sky irradiance can be faster given in the direct and the diffuse directions for individual surface conditions. Now, compared to two-stream approximation and RTM with more streams, our new model is essentially a parameterization using a clear sky model and a pre-computed lookup table using 16-stream RTM. So there is no computation to solve the complex radiative transfer equation. So it's much more faster than solving the radiative transfer equation using two-stream through 16-stream approximations. And compared to two-stream approximation, our starting point is more accurate because we started with 16-stream RTM. For the channels used in the model, the two-stream approximation and RTM use 14 channels to cover the whole solar region. The broadband solar radiation is from a combination of these 14 channels. But in the new model, we only consider results from one broadband channel. So even the radiative transfer schemes are the same, our model should be 14 times faster than two-stream and RTM. Now, if you bought a car with a huge discount, say 90% off from the original price, you would probably worry about the quality of the car. So in our new model, we made a number of approximations and parameterizations to dramatically reduce the computer time. So what's the quality of this model? A very simple way to evaluate is to use RTM with 16-stream as a benchmark to compute the cloud transmittance and compare with two-stream and the new model. So in the two-stream and the new model, the red color represents an underestimation from the 16-stream RTM, and the blue is an overestimation. So it's not difficult to find that the two-stream normally overestimate transmittance for large solar sense angles, but the new model underestimates transmittance for very thick clouds. Since the large solar sense angles and the thick clouds are normally associated with lower solar energy, they are normally less important. So both two-stream and the new model has reasonable performance, with most of the uncertainties smaller than 5%. And another way to simulate, to evaluate the accuracy, is to use surface-based observations of solar radiation as a benchmark against the model simulation from two-stream and the new model. So we co-located the GOES satellite data to the ARM data, and the satellite-based retrieval of cloud properties are used as input to the two-stream and the new model to simulate the solar radiation and compare with the ARM data. We selected more than 9,000 pixels from 4 years ARM data. As you can see, the colors represent the number density of the data. So in terms of simulation of solar radiation, this new model has very similar performance to two-stream. And actually, most of the uncertainties in the two-stream and the model are from the uncertainties in the cloud property retrievals, not from the radiative transfer models. From the monthly mean of the total radiation, the new model even has a better agreement to the ARM data. This is probably because the new model can simply apply the measurements of the total amount of water vapor and ozone, while the two-stream only use standard atmospheric profiles. And if you scale the total amount of water vapor in two-stream, it will take more computational time. Finally, let's look at the computational efficiency of the models, since this is our major concern in the development of the new model. The first test is basically the computation of cloud transmittance and reflectance using the two-stream approximation and RTM with 4-stream, 8-stream, and 16-stream. So for thousands of computations, the efficiency for water cloud and ice clouds do not have much difference. And the two stream use more than 31 minutes, while the 16th stream use 3 hours and a half to finish all the computations. But the new model only use less than 0.02 seconds. In the second test, we compute the realistic solar radiation over arm by considering the cloud part, as well as the light scattering and absorption by the atmosphere. We found the new model use about 2 seconds, while the two stream use more than 12 minutes to finish the computation. Well, this new model is not as efficient as in the first case, because we use multiple computation to consider the case when the incident radiation is diffuse. Now we are trying to parameterize this computation to further reduce the computer time. For summary of the study, we have developed a fast all-sky radiative transfer model that using a clear sky model and a simulation from 16th stream RTM. Then we parameterize the cloud transmittance and the reflectance and combine it with the clear sky model to account for the light scattering and absorption by the atmosphere. So compared to the two-stream approximation, this new model is computationally much more efficient, but their accuracies are comparable. So this new model provides users a new option of simulating solar radiation with minimum loss of accuracy. And this fast model is currently available in Fortune 90 IDL and Python at this time. So please let us know if you are interested in using these models in your research. And actually, it's very simple to convert these models to other language, because we only use very simple equations and parameters in the model. Because of that, it's relatively easier to use parallel computing to further reduce the computer time. We are working on that because NREL is cooperating with University of Wisconsin and Chris Demart to develop a national solar radiation database to cover North and South America. It requires the parallel computing to generate hundreds of terabytes solar radiation data. And we are also interested in developing this fast model for some spectral bands, because the PV technology is spectral selective, and we can further refine the broadband model using the spectral model to reduce the uncertainty. Finally, this faster model can be also used to promote solar forecasting. Now we are working with NCAR to update the WRF model. Well, this faster model will probably not replace two-stream approximation in the WRF model, but it will run more frequently to provide the solar radiation at land surface with better resolutions. I will stop here. Thank you.
Radiative transfer models, but from cloud property retrievals. Mm-hmm. Have you done any sort of analysis to see what kind of cloud properties really impact the accuracy?
Yes. First of all, we use the instead of the two stream and the new model, we also test the eight stream approximations, and we don't see much improvement for the simulation of solar radiation. So we believe that most of the uncertainties should come from the retrieval of cloud properties. And at this time, we don't have a better way to improve the quality of the cloud retrievals. So,
thank you.
Hi, very nice talk. I would like to know if you could give us some more details about the combination that you make in the vertical of cloud, water cloud, sorry, ice cloud, and the clear sky component. So how do you combine them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in the model, we put the cloud at the top of the atmosphere, and we put all the other components of the atmosphere under the cloud. This is actually a pretty good assumption. Because the solar radiation is not very sensitive to the position of cloud. Then we use the simulation of the cloud transmittance. Then from the cloud transmittance, we can get the incident radiation under the cloud. With the clear sky model, we can also consider the transmittance and the reflectance of the clear sky. Then the radiation can come to the bottom of the atmosphere. Of course, we also consider the multiple reflection between the cloud and the land surface with this. Yes, we talked with NCAR. The important reason is this model can only provide solar radiation at land surface. But in the Wolf model, we need the solar radiation in all the levels of the atmosphere because they really need this information to run the circulation.